Good morning. Shall we pray together?
我们一起祷告。
Father in heaven, we just want to thank you for this day of worship.
亲爱的天父, 我们感谢你, 让我们来这个敬拜你的机会。
I would ask you to humble me.
求你, 给我们钦佩的心。
And allow me to convey your words faithfully.
让我能够传递的信息。
And we also ask that every one of us would prepare ourselves so we can receive your word.
我们也求你准备我们每个人的心, 让我们能够接受这个信息。
And we ask you to continue to teach us and to impress upon our hearts the absolute authority of your word.
我们也求你继续教导我们, 在我们心里让我们认识到您的话是, 是权威的。
And Lord, just please bless our worship with your presence.
保守我们今天的崇拜。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们祷告以主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen. Okay, you know, when I first started reading Bible,
当我刚开始读圣经的时候,
I didn't pay a whole lot of attention to these shorter books in the back of the Bible.
没有付很多的这个留心为后面这个圣经后面的一些短一点的这个书。
Maybe I was judging those books by the length of its chapters.
也许我是看他们太短了吧。
I almost treated them like appendix of the Bible.
我觉得把他们看成这个圣经的一个附录一样。
But quite honestly, as I get older,
但是当我变得稍微成熟一点了,
and maybe a little more reflective on life,
我开始有一些更多的反思的时候,
I started to find these shorter books in the back of the Bible actually quite interesting.
我发现这个后面这些书其实还是蛮有意思的。
So I want to, actually they have taken on kind of an extra dimension of relevancy to me.
实际上它跟我们来说其实更加相关, 我觉得。
So today I'm going to share some of the verses from one of those books.
所以今天我要跟大家分享一些经节，从这后面的一些经节。
And more specifically, the second book of Peter.
更确切的说是彼得后书。
Now if we look at, Peter wrote two books in the Bible.
彼得写了两本书在这个,
The first book of Peter basically dealt with external threats.
彼得前书实际上是讲的是, 教会面对的一些外部的一些威胁。
Persecution of Christians, basically.
比如说这个基督徒遭逼迫。
And the second book dealt with internal threats.
第二，这个彼得后书是讲的这个是教会内部的一些威胁。
Basically, spreading of wrong teaching by false teachers.
比如说这个假师傅的出现，他们给一些错误的教导。
So in light of this emergence of these false teaching,
所以面对这个假师傅的出现,
what Peter wanted to do in the second book is to encourage us.
所以彼得在这个后书里面是想跟我们说的是要鼓励我们。
And he said these two things in chapter 3.
他说了这两件事情。
Grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, so we may not be carried away by the error of lawless man and fall from our secure position.
在主耶稣基督的恩典和知识上有长进，所以我们不被恶人的错谬诱惑，从自己坚固的地步上坠落。
Spiritual deception, if you will, can seduce us away from our secure position in our Lord Jesus Christ.
这个圣灵上的这个属灵上的一些欺骗，可以让我们从我们坚固的地步上坠落下来。
And what Peter is suggesting to us is that the best defense against that is for us to grow in our knowledge and grace in the truth of our faith.
彼得给我们建议说，最好要抵抗这些圣灵上属灵上的欺骗的办法呢，是增长我们在信仰和真理上面的这个知识。
Okay, so now we start to narrow in into chapter 1 of the second book of Peter.
下面我们可能更集中地看一看这个彼得后书的第一章。
The main point for chapter 1 that Peter wants to get across to us is he wants us to be sure of our salvation.
这个彼得的主要的这个要领在这第一章里是希望我们能够确信我们的这个救恩。
And he summed us up in verse 10 by saying, My brothers, be all the more eager to make your calling and election sure.
在第十节里面他给我们提到说弟兄们应当更加殷勤使你们所蒙的恩召和警醒坚定不移。
And in verses 5 through 7, he told us how to be sure of our salvation by first standing firm in our faith.
在五到七节呢，他给我们讲到怎么样让我们确信我们能够是蒙召的呢？就是要在我们的信仰上坚定。
And then strive to add goodness, knowledge, self-control, perseverance, godliness, brotherly kindness, and love.
然后呢，我们也要增长我们的。在圣灵上面的一些果子，像德行啊、知识、节制、忍耐、勤进、爱弟兄的心和爱众人的心。
So on one hand, Peter has told us the list of the things we need to strive for in order to be sure of our salvation.
所以一方面呢，这个彼得跟我们讲，这方面我们需要努力的，保证我们这个救恩是可以得到的。
But then in verse 3, he also told us that we don't have to do these things.Or maybe we cannot do these things with our own abilities.
在第三节他也跟我们提到说，其实这我们这些事情并不需要我们靠自己的能力去做，或者说我们靠自己的能力根本也做不到。
God has given us the power we need to do these things.
神已经给了我们这个需要的能力来做这些事情。
Now, at the end of my sermon, I will try to conclude by showing how today's theme, which is basically trusting.Remembering trusting God's promises.
所以在今天这个我讲到结束的时候，我是想做个总结，看就是今天的这个主题就是纪念主的应许。
It's tied together with affirmation of our faith and God's power.
看它怎么样联系到和这个神给我们的能力，或者说我们得救的这个确据是联系在一起的。
But first of all, don't let the talk of confirming one's calling or election.Mislead you into thinking that we're talking about a bunch of new believers.
首先，大家不要觉得他在讲这个蒙召啊、警选这些事情，就认为彼得是给这个一些刚信主的人讲这些话。
Because in verse 12, Peter tells us that he was talking to those who know these things.
实际上，在这个十二节的时候，彼得跟我们说，他其实是讲跟那些人说，他们已经晓得这些事情。
Who are firmly established in the truth.
而且他们已经在一个正道上经过的人。
So his audience, the people that he was speaking to, were brothers just like us.
所以他的听众实际上是一些在真理上有根据、有根基的一些弟兄，就像我们在座。
Because Peter understands that there can be people who start on the path of faith and obedience.
彼得也理解，就是说可能有些人是刚刚走上信心和。
But over time, people tend to stop growing and maybe even drifting away.
但是慢慢的，他们有可能就慢慢停止成长，或者甚至是偏离这个道路。
Another thing is the timing of what Peter said, also provides additional significance to what he said.
另外一点就是这个彼得说这话的这个时机啊，也是一个很给我们一个一个重要的提醒。
And verse 14 says that I know that I will soon put the tent of this body aside, as our Lord Jesus Christ has made clear to me.
在十四节他提到说，我知道我要脱离这帐篷的时候快到了，正如我们主耶稣基督所指示我的。
Peter knew he was going to die soon.
彼得知道他很快就会死去。
Now, when a person is about to die,
当一个人即将死死亡的时候
Whatever he says usually is a little bit more essential and urgent.
所以他在这个时候说的可能是更加的重要，而且更加的这个紧迫了。
Simply because he doesn't have any time to waste.
因为他没有时间可以浪费。
Now verses 12 and 13 also tells us one more thing.
在十二、十三节给我们提到另外一件事情。
And that is whatever Peter had to say was nothing new.
就是彼得在里面说的其实没有，并不是什么新的东西。
It's a reminder.
是一个提醒。
Verse 12 says, I will always remind you of these things.
在十二节说，我要将这些事情常常的提醒你们。
And verse 13 says, I refresh your memory as long as I live.
十三节说，我要趁我还活的时候提醒你们，激发你们。
Peter also understood that godly teachings usually don't stay with us for very long.
彼得知道这个属灵的一些教导其实跟我们在一起不会很久。
Because it's incompatible with our nature.
因为它和我们这个人的自然的趋势并不是一致的东西。
We are simply people that require constant reminders.
我们就是凡人嘛，我们需要经常的这个提醒。
So the first few verses from today's verses, it kind of sets the stage or maybe the framework of what we're going to be talking about.
所以这个前面这几节经文实际上就给了我们一个大概的概念，就是今天这个彼得要下面彼得给我们讲的是什么方面。
Peter is going to die soon.
彼得很快就要死去。
While communicating with believers,
他在和这些已经信主。
He wants to remind them something pretty important. Now, when we remind people, usually there are two expectations. First expectation is we expect them to remember. When we remind people, we don't expect them to forget. I'm probably going to pay for that by saying this. Okay. But the second expectation of a reminder is that we expect people to do something with that information. So it's like before birthday and anniversary.
就是好像是在生日和这个结婚纪念日。
My wife would remind me, say, "Hey, remember, I bore you two sons."
我的太太会提醒我说，我给你生两个儿子。
So her point is not just to be nice to her on her birthday or our anniversary.
她的这个想说的是，不要仅仅是在她的生日或者这个结婚纪念日对她好。
Her point is that I owe her rest of my life.
他就说,
so I need to be nice to her every day.
所以我需要对她好,
That's the action part of expectation. Okay, now we're going to talk about just exactly what Peter wanted to remind these brothers.
现在我们来谈谈这个彼得到底是让他们这个弟兄们他们要记住什么东西呢?
He tells us in verse 16 that it is about the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
在16节他提到，这是主要是关于主耶稣基督的大能和他降临的事情。
Okay, just to be clear, the coming is not the first coming, but rather the second coming or return of our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是这个降临，耶稣的降临不是指他第一次来的降临，而是指他再来。
And now let's look at what Peter says in verse 15. He says that I will make every effort to see you always be able to remember these things.
在15节他讲到，就是说我要尽心竭力，让你们常常纪念这些事情。
Always remember about the promise of the coming of Jesus Christ.
常常记得这个耶稣的再来和他的这种应许。
The reason is because when Jesus returns, There are some really hugely significant things that will happen to us and this world. In chapter 3 of this book, with just two verses, Peter painted a very simple but pretty powerful picture of what's going to happen to us in this world when Jesus comes again.
在彼得后书的第三章里面，这个彼得给我们
Now, he did not get into rapture, millennium, tribulation, or judgment by work. He didn't get into any of that stuff.
但是他并没有谈这个关于被提啊，或者是大灾难啊，或者新心灵啊，审判啊，这些事情。
In verse 10, he simply said that the heavens will disappear, and the earth and everything in it will be destroyed. Simple as that.
在第十节他说到，就是天必废去，地和其上的物都要被消化。
And in verse 13, he said that a new heaven and new earth will be created as the home of the righteousness.
在十三节又提到，就是说这个新天新地会被创造。
Okay, so
住在其中。
Sorry. So when Jesus comes again, destruction of the old and creation of the new.
所以当耶稣再来的时候，就会有一个旧的世界会被毁灭掉，然后有新的世界会创造出来。
This is not the only place where destruction of the present world is ever talked about in the Bible.
这个关于这个世界毁灭，并不是其实第一次。在圣经里还谈到，别的地方也谈到很多的关于这个事情。
So Acts chapter 2 verses 19 and 20 says, I will show wonders in the heaven above and signs in the earth below, blood and fire and billows of smoke.
比如说在这个使徒行传的第二章第十九到二十节提到，在天上我要显出奇事，在地上我要显出神迹。
The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord.
日头要变为黑暗，月亮要变为血，这都在主大而显明的日子未到以前。
And Malachi 4:1 says that surely the day is coming; it will burn like a furnace. All the arrogant and every evildoer will be stubble, and that day that is coming will set them on fire.
在马拉基书的第四章第一节提到，万军之耶和华说：“那日临近，势如烧着的火炉，凡狂傲的。”或行恶的必如碎秸，在那日必被烧尽，根本枝条一无存留。
And that verse, same verse also said that not a root or a branch will be left to them.
他特别提到没有，这个没有一个枝条会残留下来。
So, if you believe in the Bible,
所以你如果相信圣经的话
，it is a certainty that the world that many of us have chased after.Will be burned up.
所以是很确定的，我们这个世界，很多人在追逐的这个世界，有一天会被烧掉。
And there'll be nothing left in the world that we have comfortably settled in.
所以在很多世界上，我们觉得很享受的东西，可能将来都会被去掉。
But on the other hand, Peter also said in verse 13.
但是在另外一方面，彼得也在十三节说到
，A new heaven and a new earth.Will be created.
这个新天新地会被创造出来。
And this was foretold in Isaiah 65:17 through 18. Behold, I will create new heavens and a new earth. The former things will not be remembered, nor will they come to mind. But the glad and rejoice forever in what I will create.
这也在这个以赛亚书65:17-18已经提到，上面说的是看哪。我造新天新地，从前的事不再被纪念，也不再追想。你当因我所造的永远欢喜快乐。
So without getting too complicated, basically these two verses tells us that the things that don't belong to God, there'll be destruction by fire.
所以这两节实际上告诉我们，这个事情如果不是属于神的话，将来都会被神销毁。
Fire in the Bible is a symbol for purification and cleansing.
这个火在圣经里面经常是作为一个象征洁净或者是净化。
So as a result of this cleansing by destruction, by fire, God will get rid of or purge all the elements in this world that are unpleasing to him.
通过这个火来销毁来净化的过程，让神是把这个世界上很多不悦他眼目的事情给他去掉。
But those who belong to God,
但是那些属于神的呢?
Those who survive this purification process,
那些能够经历这种进化的过程的人,
God will allow them to be part of this new heaven and new earth.
神会让他们成为这个新天新地的一部分。
And the Bible tells us that we will be glad and rejoice forever.
圣经告诉我们会永远的欢喜快乐。
So clearly, the second coming is a very black and white event.
所以说这个耶稣再来是一件黑白分明的一件事情。
At the end of the day, we are either with God or not with him because we've been against him.
所以那天来到的时候，我们要么就是跟神在一起，要么跟他不在一起。
There is not a sliver of gray area in between those two.
这在中间没有一个灰色的地带。
If we remember God's promises,
如果我们记得神的应许的话,
such as the second coming of Jesus,
比如说耶稣的再来,
and put our confidence in God's promises.
如果把我们的信心也放在这个上面的话,
we live our lives like we trust that God will fulfill His promises.
我们过我们的生活也好像我们要相信神会满足他所有的这个应许。
Then we can be certain we are with God.
所以我们会确信我们会最后我们会神在一起。
And we'll be part of the new heaven and new earth and be glad and rejoice forever.
所以我们会成为新天新地的一部分。 并且会永远的快乐欢喜。
That's why you can almost argue that the second coming is really at the heart of our faith.
所以这有些人就可以说这个神耶稣的再来可以是我们这个信仰的核心。
Now on the other hand, if we don't live our lives like we believe that Jesus is going to come again,
另外一方面如果你不相信耶稣再来的话,
then we're basically laughing at this whole idea of Jesus will be coming.
我们如果生活中不反应不太好的话我们就觉得这个耶稣再来是一个笑话。
Now in verse 16, Peter tells his people that his reminder is not some cleverly invented stories.
在16节的时候彼得谈到他的告诉这个人们说他的提醒并不是随从乖巧捏造的虚影。
But rather this is based on personal eyewitness accounts.
而是基于他自己的亲身亲眼所见。
Peter saw this for himself.
他自己看到过这个。
In verse 18, people explain to us the reason why he has such a strong conviction about the power and the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
在18节的时候, 彼得向我们解释为什么他确信是耶稣基督的大能和再来呢?
It is because he, along with James and John, heard this voice that came from heaven when they were with Jesus on the sacred mountain.
因为他和雅各、约翰一起到圣山上的时候，听到那个声音从天上出来。
So what Peter is referring to here is his personal experience on the Mount of Transfiguration.
所以彼得这里讲的是他自己的亲身经历，这个主耶稣的登山变相的这个实境。
And Matthew 17, verses 1 through 8, basically tells us that Jesus, with Peter, James, and John, the brother of James, went to this high mountain.
所以在马太福音的17章1到8节提到，当耶稣和彼得、还有雅各、约翰他们到这个圣山上去之后，
There Jesus' face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light. Just then there appeared before them Moses and Elijah, talking with Jesus.
这个耶稣的里面明亮于日头，衣裳洁白如光。忽然有摩西和以利亚向他们显现，同耶稣说话。
And not only that, soon they were enveloped by a bright cloud, and a voice from the cloud said, "This is my son, whom I love. With him I'm well pleased. Listen to him."
不仅如此，忽然有一朵光明的云彩遮盖他们，有声音从云彩里面出来说，这是我的爱子。
So Peter was there with Jesus.
所以彼得在和耶稣在一起。
On the sacred mountain.
在这个圣山上面。
And he saw Jesus transfigured right before his own eyes.
他看见耶稣这个荣美的变相的这个景象。
And he heard with his own ears God's voice proclaiming Jesus to be his son.
而且他亲耳听到这个神的声音，是宣布耶稣是他的爱子。
And commanding people to listen to him.
命令人们去听耶稣的。
With a personal and intimate experience like this, Peter knew from his heart that Jesus' return is certain and will be just as glorious.
因为彼得有一个很亲身的经历，所以他从他心里非常的确信耶稣会再来。
And that was why Peter was very anxious and excited to want to share about this reminder to people.
这是他为什么很急切的，而且是很热情的向人们向人们分享他这个消息。
Speaking of being excited, I remember one time I was at a Timberwolves basketball game.
谈到这个激动这个或者说这个兴奋的事情，我想起我有一次去看篮球。
At the end of the game, as the players exited the court, heading into the tunnel,
当他们比完赛之后，这个球员从球场上出来的时候，
one of the opposing players took off his jersey and threw it up into the crowd that was trying to greet them at the entrance to the tunnel.
有一个这个球员就把他的这个球衣脱下来，然后扔到这个上面去。
And a young person got hold of that jersey, grabbed it, and tucked it in.
有个年轻人就抓住那个球衣。
And I don't remember exactly what all he all did, but I know he raised his arms, he turned around, and he had this beaming, excited look on his face.
我不知道他到底这个人是做了什么，但是他当时转过身来，看到你上来，看到他非常非常兴奋。
I'd probably be just as excited, if not more excited, than he would be if I caught that jersey.
我想我如果抓住那个球衣，我肯定也会很这个兴奋。
And he could not contain his excitement. He had to share with the people around him right away.
他不能自己保持他这个兴奋，他要跟旁边的人马上要分享。
So as I was preparing for the sermon, that example came to my mind.
所以当我准备这个讲道的时候，我忽然想到这个例子。
And I decided that young guy is going to be my idol as far as being excited about second coming.
所以这个他想到这个年轻人会可能会成为他的一个偶像，因为当他想到这个关于耶稣再来的事情的时候。Because
at the end of the day, we should be more excited about the second coming of Jesus than getting a sweaty jersey.
因为我们应该想到，我们对耶稣再来的事情，我们应该更加兴奋，比起这个球衣来说。
Okay, then Peter continued in verse 19 about the certainty of Jesus' second coming.
彼得继续讨论这个关于耶稣再来的确定性。
In verse 19, Peter tells us that we have the word of the prophets made more certain.
在19节，彼得提到说，我们并有先知更确的预言。
Okay, so what Peter is saying here is that yes, the second coming of Jesus has been foretold by the old prophets.
彼得其实说到这个耶稣再来这个事情，已经是在对先知们已经预言过。Well,
Malachi chapter 4 is a good example of the returning of Jesus being predicted by an Old Testament prophet.
马拉基书第四章实际上是一个这样一个例子，讲耶稣再来会在旧约里头其实已经有预言到了。
So what Peter is saying here, though, as far as made more certain, is that his own personal witness preview of Jesus' glorious return made the scripture even more certain.
所以彼得想说的是，他亲眼所见的这个耶稣再来的事情呢，让这个旧约里头谈到，耶稣再来更加确信。
So Peter is basically saying, hey, look, believe it or not, everything in the Bible is true.
所以他实际上要说的是说，你不管你信不信，这个圣经上说的这一切真的是真的。And
that's why he said in that same verse, we will do well to pay attention to it.
所以他说，在同意这个经句的祈祷，你们在这预言上要留意。The
reason we will do well, because the word of the prophets or the Bible is like a light shining in a dark place.
这个圣经就像，或者说这个经文就像这个灯照在黑处。
A light in the dark place shows our path.
灯在可以照到黑处的地方，可以照亮我们这个前面的路。It
keeps us from tripping.
所以让我们不会摔跤。And
just as importantly, it gives us hope to continue down that path.
也给我们希望，让我们可以继续沿这个路往前走。And
we need to be able to survive on that hope until the day dawns and the morning star rises in our hearts.
我们需要努力，一直等到这个天发亮，晨星在你们心中出现。So
earlier I talked about reminder, right? It has two parts to it. You need to remember, and you need to act on it.
前面我提到就是两个方面，关于这个提醒呢是两个方面，一方面是要纪念，另外一方面要有行动。So
first, remember God's promise of Jesus' second coming.
首先是神。 应许了耶稣的再来。
Then act on it by trusting the Bible.
你的行为也要和你的信心要相符。
Use it as the basis of everything we do.
用这个作为我们一些做一些事情的一个根据。
Or try.
或者是努力去做。
The basis of our thinking.
我们思想的这个。
Our speech,
我们说话,
our action,
我们的行为,
use it often,
常常用这个圣经作为标准,
use it broadly,
作为用它在各个方面都要应用,
because it will help shine the light on how to overcome.
这给我们教, 教会我们怎么样去, 成圣,
and it will help us stand firm in our faith and strive to add goodness, knowledge, self-control, perseverance, godliness, brotherly kindness, and love.
也告诉我们怎么样坚定我们的信心，而且努力增加我们德行、知识、自制、忍耐、勤进、爱弟兄的心和爱众人的心。
Until the very end，
直到耶稣直到最后。
Until Jesus comes again，
直到耶稣再来。
Ushers in a new day， like the morning star，
他开始一个新的一天，就像一个晨星一样。
Okay, now let's take a look at what verse 20 means.
好，现在我们看一看第二十节的。
And how it's connected to verse 19.
看它怎么样和十九节联系在一起。
And my life would have been a lot easier if I didn't include verse 20 and 21. So Peter says in verse 20.
彼得在二十节说道。
Above all, you must understand that no prophecy of Scripture came about by the prophet's own interpretation.
第一要紧的，你应该知道，经上所有的预言没有可随私意解说的。
Okay, so most of that verse is pretty straightforward, right?
大部分这一部的经文实际上是很直接的。
That the true meaning of the scripture is never a result of personal interpretation by anyone, not even a prophet.
所以这个经文的真正的意思绝不是一个 个人的一个解释，即使是先知们也不能用他个人的解释。
But the question here.At this transition point is why did Peter say this?
真正的问题是为什么彼得这么说呢?
Okay, in NIV, verse 20 starts with above all.
在这个 NIV 这个版本里头开始是以 above all 开始。
But in NASB version, it starts with verse 20 by saying, but know this first of all.
但是在 NASB 这个版本里面它是开始说know this first of all.
So what seems to be happening here is that Peter is not giving an explanation yet.
所以这个好像看起来是彼得并不是说给一个解释。
What Peter is saying verse 20 is providing an instruction rather than an explanation.
彼得更多的是给一个指示而不是一个解释。
So if we put 19 together with 20,
所以把19和20放在一起的话呢？
Peter is suggesting this.
彼得是说,
Pay close attention to the scripture.
要好好留意这个经文。
But know this about all other things.
但是在这个事情呢是第一重要的。
That our true meaning of our scripture is not subject to any personal interpretation, not even a prophet.
这个经文的真正的意义是不是不属于任何人的个人的解释，或者即使是心智呢。
So the takeaway for me here is that as we read and try to understand verses, we cannot take things out of context to suit our own needs.
所以这个给我们一个信息就是说，当我们读圣经的时候，我们不能把这个经文拿出当时这个上下文，拿出来用于我们自己的需要。
We cannot use scripture to say what we want to say.
我们不能用这个经文来说我们想说的东西。
Because the meaning of scripture does not change with people or time.
因为这个经文的意思是不会随时间或者会人来改变的。
Actually, I can give you a very good example on that. Okay, when I first started preparing for the sermon, I wanted to talk about stress. That's what I wanted to talk about.
我想给一个例子，是我刚刚我准备这个讲道的时候。我讲了一个 strength or stress. Stress. 他提到这个
stress lack of strength.
他提到他这个有很多这个压力方面的一个。
So what I did was I took four verses out of Matthew, talking about describing Jesus at the Garden of Gethsemane.
所以我拿了四个经节，从马太福音里面有四节，他讲的耶稣在客加马尼这个葡萄园的时候。
Yeah, and he was clearly stressed out at that time, Jesus. He says so himself.
耶稣确实是那个时候真的是非常的压力很大。
And I was going to talk about, you know, how we can use small group and prayer and hope on God to deal with daily stresses.
对，我是当时想一个题目，就是说想怎么样我们用小组啊，把我们每日这个查经啊，怎么样来处理这些生活中的压力。
And those verses came from the Bible.
这些经文其实都是从圣经来的。
And what I want to talk about, there's nothing wrong with it.
但我要谈的其实就是也没有什么问题的。
But I was taking things out of context.
但是我把这些经文都拿出他们的上下文来了。
Luckily, I sent an email to Pastor Chu, you know, just kind of confirming with him. Actually, he was checking with me, so I was confirming with him, and then he wrote back saying something like, "Are you crazy or whatever?"
他我把这些主意写下来，然后给朱牧师发了个邮件，然后问他的意见怎么样。结果他说你好像这个不太合理这个办法。
No, actually, that wasn't Pastor Chu. That was my wife. Okay, now in verse 21. Now Peter provides an explanation to the instruction given in verse 20.
在二十一节，彼得继续给了一些进一步的解释，关于第十九和二十节的。
So the reason that we need to pay attention to Scripture and not just trying to interpret things based on our own terms.
的原因，我们需要这个特别留意这个经文，但不要用我们自己的意思来解释的原因是呢
？His prophecy never had its origin in the will of man.But men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. So God intended these words to convey his ideas. Through the Holy Spirit. And that's why we always have to do our best to try to allow God to speak his own intents.
所以我们必须要让神来去说他想说的话。
Don't use God's words try to support what we want to say.
而不是用神的话来支持我们想说的话。
Obviously, if we do that, we're replacing God's intent with our desires.
如果我们做那样做的话，我们实在是把我们的愿望和我们的这个欲望代替了神的计划。
So in today's verses, Peter zeroing on Jesus' second coming, that's God's promise that we should always remember.What it means to you and me.
所以我们今天关于这个耶稣再来的这个经文，我们应该思想一下这个道理对你和我意味着什么呢
？And he explained that this promise was not only given in the Old Testament, but he also experienced it as personal eyewitness.
他向我们解释他，耶稣再来不仅是在旧约圣经里头的一个预言，而且是他自己的亲身的体验。
And we will do quite well.If we pay attention to it, because it's spoken by God.
如果我们留心话，我们会没问题，因为这个都是神所说的话。
Because God's word, like a light shining in a dark place, will keep us from drifting.
因为神的话就像灯照在黑处，我们不至于偏离道路。
Okay, so in the beginning of my sermon, I promised you that I would try to tie these three things together.In my conclusion, the three things being God's power, the genuineness of our faith, and His promises.
所以在今天讲到开始的时候，我跟大家提到，我想三件事情，我想把它放在一起来，讨论，就是，三件事情：神给我们的能力，我们信仰的真实性，和他的应许。
I hope I can tie this together for you so we can all leave this place and then bring it into our Monday morning lives.
我希望能够帮助大家能把这个三件事情放在一起，所以我们大家都有所收获，这样到礼拜一的时候，我们在我们生活中能有所体现。
Okay, let's think of a cruise ship and its generators.
那我们想一想一个游艇和它的这个发动机的这个故事。
God's power is like power.From generators on a ship.
神的大能就像这个发动机在游艇上的这个功能一样。
And ship going the right direction It's like a believer living a devoted life with genuine faith.
一个信神的人，他要过一个属灵的生活，就像他用神的话作为他的。
The ship, basically, for ship to go straight is like for us to live right.
对，为了在这个船的正确的道路，就像我们要过这个属灵的生活一样。
And living right means we have a life that produces goodness, knowledge, self-control, perseverance, godliness, brotherly kindness, and love.
过一个属灵的生活，就意味着我们要能够有圣灵的果子结出来，包括这个德行，包括知识、节制。忍耐、敬虔、爱兄弟的心这方面。
Okay, so for if you have for cruise ship, if you don't have power from the generator, it's going to drift. It's not going to go where it wants to go.
在一个游艇上面呢，如果没有发动机的话，这个船就会飘来飘去，没有这个方向。
But in order to use the power from the generators, you need to have wires and cables.
但如果你用这个发动机的话，你需要有电缆啊、电线。
And God's promises, the stuff that we talked about today, are those wires and cables.
神答应应许我们，今天我们谈的这些信息，实际上是我们这些电信啊、电缆。
No wires and no cables. God's power, even though it's available to us, it's useless to us.
如果没有这个电信电缆的话呢，即使有这个能力在那里，但是不可能到我们这里来。
So for ship to go where it needs to go, you need to have the wires and the cables that carries the power into the different parts of the ship.
所以如果让这个船要这个游艇要工作正常的话呢，必须有这个电线、这个电缆，能够把这个发动机的这个能量传送到船的各个不同的部位去。
So for us to live right, for us to plant our lives and really put our hopes on God's promises.
所以我们要如果过一个正确生活的话，我们就要把我们的希望放在神的上面。
The power that God has given believers to live a devoted life, in order for that to be available to us,
这个神给我们的能力，让我们能够过属灵的生活能力呢
？We need to live on God's promises.
我们要相信神的应许。
Okay, so with a devoted life then our calling election can be sure, can be confirmed.
如果我们过这个属灵的生活呢，我们这个被蒙召的这个事情就能够得到确认。
And then we can be glad and rejoice forever.
然后我们就可以永远的欢喜快乐。
Okay, shall we pray?
我们一起祷告。
Our Father in heaven, we just want to thank you for today's worship.
亲爱的天父，我们想感谢你，我们今天的崇拜。
And Lord, we do come to you and confess that the world the world is tough. It has many distractions.
我们来这里向你承认，这个世界有很多干扰我们的事情。
And to live a life that we need to be worthy of you, we need your power.
如果要过一个属灵的生活，我们需要您来自您的能力帮助。
But we know that we need to learn to trust you, to trust you, to believe in your promises.
但我们要真的要学习怎么样相信你，怎么样相信您的应许。
And we just ask you humbly to please help us with that.
我们谦卑的求您能够帮助我们有这个能力。
And we thank you and pray in Jesus' name.